The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, the venue of the Oscar Awards for many years. On this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation representatives smiled broadly, having received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contribution amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation, the commendation of dedication and outstanding service from the Mayor of Los Angeles, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Love is Always Good in Florida, USA in June 2001.
This guy is super happy. Haven't seen him for a long time, have you? You graduate yet? Already? You are a lawyer now or not yet? What are you specializing?
I was in Battered Woman's Clinic, so that was family law.
Battered Woman?
Yeah. Oh. It's kind of depressing though. I mean,
So how are we going to help us with this? Where nobody's better around here. We are only better, but we're not better. Okay, fine. You stay calm in case he needs something. Could I have a little water in the bowl? Or he's kind of hyper and hot. Aren't you beautiful? Oh, just a puppy. Very good one. Good one. Mm-hmm. Just still hyper. But he has been confined for too long. 6 months. How can you like that? Huh? How would you like to be in a confinement? You know, small like this. He could not even move around. Just move, but, you know, very restricted. So he's very scared now. He couldn't even walk down the stair or walk up the stair yet. He can, but he still consider a long time. And I have to be patient and wait for him for a long time before he decides. Or I have to run fast, hide somewhere, and then he run after me. He forgot the stairs, he just run. Yeah, it's a good boy. Man, am I happy to see you. Happy to see us. Yeah? Oh, she needs love. Oh my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Feel good? Feels good? Oh, yeah. She loves being touched and loved, cares, cuddle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My God. So many people. Mm. Oh, it's our new members. New members. kids? New kids or old kids? Any new arrival? New arrival kids? Oh, come here. Come here, let you touch the bowl. But very gently, only like this, okay? Like this. Would you give permission for the kid to love you? Yeah, touch like this, just like that. Up, up, up. She's scared?
Yeah.
Hey, don't be scared. I am around here, not scared. Look, see? See, a nice feather, huh? So smooth and cute. Yeah, wonderful. If you touch gently and you have love, they don't do anything. Yeah? Yeah. Especially when I'm around. Don't do it when I'm not around or when mommy is not around. Okay? Because it might be dangerous for you. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Goodbye. Yeah. Kids love animals, I think. So I was thinking I'd keep them for kids to pet sometimes. Because they're all good. All these are very good dogs and good birds. Nice to see you. Long time, huh? Wow, that was a good one. Yeah. Thank you so much for your entertaining program. Uh-huh. Yes. She loves people. Loves audience. Yeah. See? Is she nice, kids? Yeah. Continue forever. All right. You too. You good. Good boy. I don't need to do anything. She does it all. Uh-huh. Yes. Thank you so much. Give a bow. Yes. All right. So happy bird, so happy. You okay now? Before I couldn't imagine, I have all this dog around, my God. But my love for them overrule everything. Okay. Wow, my God. Yes. All right. You too, good. Good boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. It's real cool. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. That was very cool. And cool as well. Okay. Uh-huh. Is that enough now? Oh, she's showing off. Clearly. Singing and all. Yeah, what a great bird you are. What a great entertainer, eh? Good, like this, good. Good girl. Mm. Oh, come on, girl. Oh, wow. It's her day. She's happy. Happy. Yeah. You have any questions? She can answer. What a good boy you are, hey? You are beautiful. Beautiful and generous. Mm-hmm. She's so gentle with the dog. You know, she just go, you know, like that. Yes. She's so good. So good. So gentle. And she loves his dad. She's in love with him. Every time she sees him, say, ah! And then want to play. Oh. Okay. Good boy. Hmm? These are not strangers. You're going to see them around for a long time. You better get used to it, okay? Oh. You want to ask anything? Newcomer? Oldcomer? No? Just happy? Me too. Not much to say after a while, eh? She's so happy. Okay. Very happy. Oh, yeah. All right. This kind of bird needs a lot of love. For the bird. The bird expert that told me, oh, maybe you, because I never had bird before, he think I might not be able to take care. He needs a lot of love and attention. He said, oh, we have plenty at home. Don't worry. If I don't have, we have plenty. Happy, huh? Aren't you? You are happy, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Good girl. Thank you so much. That was a lot of kiss. She only behaves like that here. She does sometimes at home, but not like continuously like this. Happy. Mm-hmm. You do some program for us too? Or all you do is just sticking your tongue out? This one makes pain. You seen one before like this? No? You have? Sometimes. And not like common, but you can see him sometimes. From Australia. The most intelligent dog. They say so. Research. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just look at each other, that's what you want, right? And so in India they call it darshan. You just sit there and look at each other.
Spirituality is inside. It's not the location. You have to move yourself to heaven. Yeah? Every day. Wherever you live. You have to understand that wherever you live is just temporary. Because your eyes see the outside world, your ears hear the outside noise. You think we are in a real world. It is not. Wherever you are, that is heaven. It is like that. It's just you forgot to look inside. You keep waiting for something to happen to your life. But this is not your life. Your life is inside. You keep looking for something outside, you never find anything. If you cannot find anything where you are, you cannot find anything anywhere. Understand this? I show you how to find the kingdom of God already. And you have to find it. Every time in the day, everywhere on the planet. You understand this? If you still keep waiting for something to happen, waiting for something to change your life, and you're waiting for the wrong thing, you miss the point, yeah? And you'll be in trouble wherever you go. I can't give you heaven. I can only show you how to find it, because it's yours. Everybody has the same heaven. If we could go inside, we don't see no one else exists, nothing exists except heaven. But you keep clinging to outside things, even to the center or the ashram, whatever, then you'll be in trouble. You're waiting for the wrong thing. You're looking at the wrong direction. The center is good for some time to come see me, yeah? Or some people like to stay because they want to stay and to, you know, whenever you come to see me, because you want to see me, you ask questions, yeah? Long time don't see a friend, you think like that? The center, so that people have a place to come. That's all, yeah? And any other centers that you can come together, yeah? Exchange spiritual, loving atmosphere, encouraging each other to practice. Because when you go it alone, it's so difficult. When you go together, it's easier. Yeah, that's all. Yeah? It's not that the center can give you enlightenment or improvement. It is a place where you come together to recognize brothers and sisters again, to encourage each other, to go inside to find the real center. Some people need that, some people don't. Most of us do, yeah, until we can be independent. Just like we live with family members, yeah, until we grow up. And that's what it is for, yeah? Family is there so that you can rely on and grow up and then go out later, you know? Just like birds, they rely on parents when they were first born, and later the parents kick them out of the nest, teach them to fly, yeah? There's no need for a center of any kind. Just we have a place. Normally the center is where the master stay, yeah? And then people come and see him or her. It's his house. And then it become an ashram. Yeah, a sanctuary, yeah? And then because the master go here and there, you know, to spread the teaching, so different so-called centers spring up, so people can come together and meditate, yeah? In the old time, for example, when they gather there and the master come there and see him, you see what I mean? So there's some point in different places, so people can go there, see the master, if master come, or go there and see and receive some news and some teaching, yeah? And if you happen to have kids, it's God gives to you, eh? For some reason. Yeah. In the high spiritual realm, if you want a kid, no problem. You sit there, you say, I want a kid. And you look down in the lower realm, because mostly if you want a kid, you adopt from a lower realm so that he can be elevated. You understand? Just like here we go to the orphanage and adopt a kid, so that he can have a better life with us in the family, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, of course you can adopt kids from a mother too, of the mother who doesn't want to take care or who are not able to take care because of her situation or inconvenience or because of reputation or whatever. You understand? Then you just adopt them, yeah? In the higher realm, you look down in a little lower realm, you see which one you like, which soul, you know, available, and you like, and then you ask that soul whether he likes to come up to be your kid. And if he's okay, you just sit there and the kid will come up to you in the light, you know, in the center of the light. All your family members sit together and concentrate, and there's to be the center of the light in the middle. And the kid will be born in that light, come to your family, just like that. immediately, you know. Some light would look like a lotus, and lotus thing like that, and the kid was born out of it. Yes. And then he become your family member immediately. And his spiritual status is immediately also elevated. Yes. It's just like you're adopted by a noble family or a president even. You understand? Then you become the president's kid. You become the first kid, no matter where you came from or what kind of background you had. Yeah, it's like that. But in our world, if a person who is pregnant and has no husband, or the husband deserted her, I mean, you know, it has to be a certificate. Otherwise, you can't call that person husband. And if he doesn't want it, then a lot of people laugh at her, something like that. It should not be this way. This is the way of the world. It's the way that people have competition, and the way people look at things physically and critically. In the world that people care so much about stupid name and reputation, which is all empty. You understand? So, it should not be that way. But our world, you cannot accept free love, or you cannot accept free kids, you know, free born, free birth, thing like that. Still cannot. Too many place cannot. Some place can accept already. This is good. Yeah. Single parents may be more difficult to raise kids, but it's okay. A newborn soul should be welcomed with all love and glory and, you know, attention and gladness. So that soul can develop into a useful person and a spiritual being that he really is to begin with. Yes. So our world has many incorrect preconceived ideas, which is very harmful to ourselves and to whomever concerned. If we criticize other people in that case, we are very undeveloped spiritually, because whatever happened is also God's will. If God meant to give this soul a chance to be a human being, and especially to be a spiritual family's kid, then so be it. This soul can sneak into a family who is spiritually elevated and enlightened, so that he can have a chance to meet the Master and became a spiritually liberated being. You understand this? Many souls are wandering around in the invisible realm, waiting, dying to come down to be a spiritual person, to be born into a spiritual family, to be members of a spiritual family, so that he or she can see the Master immediately. You understand? Without going through searching, without going through obligation, obstruction, trouble of any kind. If you're born into a spiritual family, of course you become a spiritual practitioner. Before you're born already, you are vegetarian, you're ready to get initiation any time after your age enough. You see what I mean? So countless of souls are hovering around waiting to be born into your family. Sometimes he can go in the front door with full flying color, you know, all glory. Sometimes he has to sneak in the back door when you're not aware, using different means to come in. In fact, marriage in a spiritual sense should be like this.
Whenever you express your feeling of love for each other physically, you should also remember that this is a chance that I can offer myself, offer my body as a temple for a new being to come, to be liberated by a Master, by a living Master. This is a chance I'm willing to give to my other brothers or sisters who are so much longing to come to this world to meet the living master. They don't always meet a living master. Because if their time comes, they will also have to be incarnate quickly into somewhere else. And it's not necessarily over there they could meet the master, in their country or in their time. You see what I mean? So whenever the master is somewhere living and moving around, they are dying to come down. They're praying for it. But many of the spiritual practitioners afterward just do not want to give this chance to other beings anymore. Or they just, you know, take contraception or something and just enjoy the expression of physical love, but forsaken the noble purpose that go along with that. That is to offer a chance for another being to be born into a spiritual ready family. Of course, I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just saying to you what some of you want to hear, in case if you see some cases like that. It's all God's children. Whoever brought him into the physical world is only a vehicle, only a mean, so that that soul can come here, and meet the living teaching and become liberated. Because this kind of chance, billion trillions of years, you don't meet, you don't have. Because you can see how difficult it is. Even if any master come, how many people want to follow? So any soul who newly born come right directly into your spiritual family, that is a purpose for one. He is there to practice. That's why he came. There is no question, no second thought about that guy. Yeah? You understand? So anytime if our spiritual person have a kid, welcome him, help her. Yeah? Any way you can. You do not understand the spiritual implication of the circumstance. Love is always noble and good.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Love is Always Good. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Healthy Living. May your days be beautiful and joyous.